Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor for me to address this HAIX international meeting of heads of states and governments on behalf of the Slovak Republic. Let me thank to the FAO for taking the initiative in tackling such a problem as achieving the world food security at a time when existence of number of individuals is and degraded with hunger and malnutrition. The 21st century put forward a question: how to ensure to food security together with production or renewable energy sources? Slovak Republic is a rather new member country of the FAO, and since then it has overcome different periods. We experienced agricultural surplus production and cheap food, as well as transition to the market economy. We have a lot of positive but also negative experience. We can remember periods of double milk, meat, fruits and vegetable production. Under force of the transition and the market globalization, our agriculture is in difficult situation. Therefore, we like to highlight the FAO initiative in arrangement of experts' discussion on how to feed the world in 2050. Inclusion of all available mechanisms is necessary, mainly an increase in investments to agriculture in the developing countries and building of the safety nets. Investment to rural development should come from the state, local private sector, as well as from the global international investments. Historical experience has shown that investments to agriculture focusing on small-scale farmers in developing countries is much more efficient compared to investments to no agriculture sector. Combating hunger must be dealt in complex and must involve social and health services, food assistance, capacity building and education. Agriculture takeoff in the developing countries is deemed a motive power of economy, which could not only produce food but also create job opportunities and there be ensure incomes to buy the food. Actual malnutrition is not caused by food deficiency, but by limited incomes to access by food by the most indigent population. Therefore, Slovak Republic, as a member of international community, declares the food security as a matter of persistent national policy. Analyzing food crisis of 2007-2008 reveals weakness and instability of global food and agriculture systems, including current national market policies and the global market rules. This constitutes a risk for the global food security. The poorest countries will remain very sensitive also to short-term prices growth, as they will not be able to push up an economic stability. We support focusing the investments to agriculture stabilization in the development countries, for example, by means of microcredits for family farms. We should remember specific experience we have from the imperfect common agriculture policy of the European Union and animal production limitation mainly in the new member states. Actual situation in global economy does not give us opportunism that we will eradicate hunger in the world. Climate change, estimated higher energy demand and use of agriculture products for renewable energy rest incalculable parameter for the future. Starting point of a solution should be in directing available resources to agriculture, kick off of the economic expansion and increasing the purchasing power of the poorest population. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that outcomes of this summit will help to reduce the suffering of those in hunger and malnutrition and ensure dignified lives of the humankind. Thank you for your attention.